Well, it's extremely important, but Sligo has the highest rate of commercial units vacant at nearly 20%. So hopefully at some stage the government, while they will bring out reports as time as they're releasing funding for turning these residential or commercial vacant buildings in as far as residential homes, we have a massive waiting list here in Sligo. Unfortunately, while the council are building, we're not building anywhere near enough. And if you've seen recently, there's 102,000 vacant and derelict homes across Ireland, over 4,000 vacant homes here in Sligo. I think it's time that money was put into doing compulsory purchase orders so that people could either get social or affordable homes. There's a lot of people who can't buy a home because of a high price, but yet they still have some money, but the price of housing is astronomical.
I think it's fair to say, Councillor, that the most effective way to battle this housing crisis is perhaps looking to more alternative ways of housing, not just the classical ways of, you know, building a home and living in it. There are types such as the above shop model and different kinds that do need to be taken advantage of.
Yeah, again, it does need to be taken advantage of, but while we have 20% vacant commercial units here in Sligo, it's time the council started putting pressure on the owners who are leaving these lying idle. You know, we have a derelict site tax. How much of that was brought in? Or a vacant site, maybe? There's over a couple of million owed to the government in general, so I'm wondering how much of that is Sligo County Council collected. So while there are other alternative ways of housing people, I think it'll be great value as well to get people housed in commercial units. But we can't forget that we still need to be building homes, social and affordable. There's a lot of people who cannot buy, and then there's people who can't rent. We needed to stop the eviction ban when that happened last year. People are now coming left, right and centre, people who have no-fault evictions. The council, unfortunately, do not have enough emergency accommodation. So hopefully that the council could dialogue between some of the owners of these vacant buildings and try and get people who are in emergency accommodation housed.